there were two men who were talking at breakfast, and one says to the other, "Joe, I'm going to retire." "Retire? But you're so young. You're only 50 years old." He goes, "Well, I've been working at my company for over 40 years. He goes, "How is that possible?" He goes, "Overtime." Obviously, this is a play on words and a play on time. And sometimes in humor, we like to twist and make fun of the way people use words. One son goes to his father and says, "Daddy, everybody hates me." And the father says, "Don't say that. Not everyone's met you yet." We, as Christians, should understand that in reality, we have to face some difficult things. When you're a young person, it could be a bully at school. It could be the difficulty of work. It could be that adults don't understand you and have forgotten what it's like to be a young person facing so many choices with so little experience. As an adult, the responsibilities of parenthood, of jobs, of a future, of the diminishing years, and in our later years, of physical challenges, of challenges of time having run out, of looking at the future and not seeing so much possibility as we did when we were very young. But as Christians, St. Paul has a beautiful saying about people who pass away. "I don't want you to grieve as people who have no hope." And St. Paul also says, sometimes pagans cannot understand why we do not run after the things they do. Because we have a faith which has its feet firmly planted in this life, where we care about what happens, where we plan for the future, but where we also have our soul and our eyes firmly planted in the eternity of heaven that gives us hope today and the day after. That no matter how much time we have left, or how many challenges we have as young people, middle age, or older, we are not people who have no hope. That beautiful virtue that is often silent is something that inspires us. You're young and that you're not sure about the future? Hope that the Lord will give you a vision. You're very old and there may not be many years left, but you may be called to do great things. Retirement, sickness, joy, good health are all positions where we can do great things. Never think your life is over, or as that great baseball player used to say, it's never over until it's over. And as long as we breathe, and we have hope in the Father who is life himself, then every day and every moment that you have, you can do great things in him. Like Mary sang in the Magnificat, "The Lord has done great things in me, and holy is his name." You have a bright future as long as you breathe, because you have a God who has conquered all evil and has given you in your heart and in your mind a forever of blessedness. Slava Iisusu Christu.